You want to say something stronger than just yes, what might you say?
Yes, indeed.
And do you say ma'am and sir to people?
Sometimes, yeah.
How would you use it?
Well, I'd probably use those terms toward people that I wanted to, that I wanted them to think I was, I really had a lot of respect for them, like at the courthouse or something.
You'd say,
yes, ma'am, or, oh yeah, I would say that. I would definitely say that. clerks at the courthouse, this kind of thing, just as an example.
Is that something they teach you in law school?
No, that's something you learn on the street.
If someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, because he, what, hated the place,
he really hated it?
Did you ever say he plumb or purely hated it? Or?
Plumb, yeah. Not purely, I don't think.
How do you use the word plumb?
Well, plumb meaning absolutely.
And you say it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was...
really cold, or?
Okay. And if a man was hammering and he hit his thumb, what exclamations might he have?
Ouch.
What about? Longer than that.
Oh, damn it. Or worse than that, but I'm not going to say it on the tape.
How does damn
or
it sound?
To you. That doesn't sound so bad.
And what might you say if you were surprised about something? Someone told you some news that surprised you. What exclamations would you have?
I guess the ones that come to mind are, gosh.
Okay. What about if you were disgusted with yourself? You had done something kind of stupid. What might you say?
Well, I guess I'd say that was a dumb thing to do.
Do you ever say shucks or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
What would...
shucks, that's a good word, yeah. I think I would say that.
And if someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why, the very... what are you saying there?
Nerve.
Or the very...
gall. Idea, very idea. The very idea of you, yeah.
Okay. And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then? About their health, you say?
How are you?
What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What do you say?
How are you?
And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you say, well, I hope... hope I get to see you.
Again soon?
And if someone had done you a favor, you might say, I'm much...
obliged.
And how would you greet someone on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
And on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Anything else you'd say? Did you ever say Christmas gift?
No. Never heard that.
And you'd say, what do they used to call a barrel maker? Did you ever hear?
No, I think I'd recognize the term if I heard it, but I'm...
well, or someone's family name. Did you ever hear the name Cooper or Cooper?
Yeah.
How would you pronounce that?
I pronounce it Cooper, but the only people I know by that name make a big point of calling it Cooper.
How would you introduce a married woman with that last name? You said this week?
Mrs. Cooper. Cooper. I'd say Cooper, but... I've gotten in the habit of saying Cooper now because I know those people.
And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Aunt.
Huh?
Your aunt.
Okay. And do you ever hear people say aunt?
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Well, it sounds in a, it sounds affected in a way. But you know, a lot of black people say that. I've heard a lot of black people use the word aunt.
Do you think it's affecting?
When that with them, no.
And you say a boy named William, his nickname could be
Bill
or
Billy, maybe.
And you remember the name of a in an old fashioned